This is Libertarians Working for You. If you wish to connect with our show, please call 1-866-472-5788. That number again is 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to comments@lp.org. Here again is Arvin Vora.
Welcome back to Libertarians Working for You. For the second half of today's show, we'll be talking with Will Hammer, candidate for U.S. Congress in Virginia's 6th District. Will Hammer holds a bachelor's degree in economics from Hampton-Sydney College. He was also the founder and president of the Hampton-Sydney Classical Liberals. He intends to dismantle federal departments, reduce or even eliminate taxes, and dramatically curtail federal meddling in our personal lives. Will, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on today.
Now, let's get started. Let's talk about some of these federal departments. I mean, there's so many of them, and there's so many ways in which reducing them or even eliminating them could actually benefit everybody, benefit the average citizen or benefit pretty much every citizen. If you were going to dismantle some federal departments, where or reduce them or curtail them, where would you think about starting?
Well, it's kind of hard to pick where you want to start. There's so many. I guess you could make a list easier of departments that you'd like to keep. But I think I read somewhere that they have over 1,300 departments, and I don't know how they break them up, but sub-departments within those departments. And it's just a lot of red tape and a lot of bureaucracy. Of course, with the Edward Snowden leaks, I think the NSA obviously is a huge program and department that we would love to see cut, and I'd love to be able to abolish that as well. But there's lots of other departments that do cost the taxpayers a lot of money and are very effective.
Let's talk about that one for a second. I mean, is that something where, if you're elected to Congress this year, would you be willing to sponsor legislation to, shut down the NSA's warrantless wiretapping or their mass surveillance, or to even just shut down the NSA entirely?
Oh, definitely. I would co-sponsor, work with any type of coalition, any caucus to further, to try to abolish the NSA, but definitely any type of steps I can to curtail any of those powers, whether it's just get rid of programs or defund it, I would love to get on board and would love to be leading that charge.
I think that's a really powerful message, and that's a really clear difference where we look at what you're doing and work looking at what some of the other people are doing. A lot of people say, hey, I don't like the NSA, or, I think that some of these things are problematic. And, that's what you hear a lot from congressmen. This has some problems, but you never hear them actually take the step that's necessary, which is to actually sponsor legislation to get rid of the problem. And the fact that you're there making people actually expect and demand a higher standard is absolutely essential, I think. What are some of the other areas where we could look at cutting some things?
Well, there's several bloated departments. We look at the Department of Education. Mm-hmm. I think that's it costs a lot of money. The bulk of the Department of Education's budget is for state and local government grants. Instead of sending the money to the federal government and redistributing it out, we can just cut out the middleman and allow the local and state governments to allocate the funds appropriately. And if we just abolish the department, that would save the average U.S. household approximately $500 per year. Plus, you also got to think about the subsidized college loans, and which raise up the cost of college, which has been a huge burden, especially for like my generation, and I imagine people, blowing above me in age. College tuitions become so expensive and so subsidized that pretty much you have to get a college education just to get anything. Any type of job. So
then now let's look at that. I mean, that's a really interesting point. I think it's so important for people to understand that. Let's say we got rid of all college federal subsidized loans. Got rid of all all that was gone. I mean, what would that do to college tuition?
Oh, it would greatly reduce the cost of it. Colleges would not be able to charge as much because they would not have those guaranteed subsidized loans where students can take them out at a low interest rate and so they can defer that spending. Instead, they would have to be dictated by the market and what people could afford.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really key point right over there. I mean, we're talking about, I mean, if you think about like just financial burdens for the average household or the average citizen or the average individual, I mean, college tuition is a humongous financial burden. I mean, we have people that are graduating with over $100,000 in debt.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, what you're basically saying is that, listen, if we force college price down by getting rid of these subsidies and loans, I mean, let's say that college tuition is forced down to $10,000, then really the maximum theoretical debt you could possibly have would be $40,000 if you paid zero, you know what I mean? So, I mean, that I think is such a huge and valuable a point. When we talk about Department of Education, I mean, so many people say like, hey, don't you need to have the federal government sort of managing education and telling states what to do? Where do you stand on that?
Oh, I'm definitely against that. You look at the Department of Education, ever since they have come into existence, you don't see student scores and different measurables with the students' education. You don't see it going up. You see spending going up, but the performance of the students are not correlating with that. It's flatlining. Mm-hmm. And, you know, throwing money at an issue does not resolve it. You need to actually decentralize and allow for local and state governments to make the appropriate changes, allocate the appropriate resources to what suits them. And, you know, you get so many, essentially, labs of innovation with local and state level that you have people emulating successful state and local governments, and you have the private sector as well. I mean, they're always, private schools are always very efficient.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a thing that I think people don't realize, that there is so much private sector, you know, affordable education, and there's also a lot of private sector very expensive education, just like, you know, a car. You can buy a nice car that's pretty good, that's pretty affordable, or you can buy a Ferrari. But what we're doing right now is we're essentially paying a Ferrari price for something that doesn't work at all. I mean, we're paying a Ferrari price for a wheelbarrow, if that.
Right.
You know, if a wheelbarrow came in and dumbed down your kids' education, mismanaged the way that they were being taught and all that. I mean, that's what we're basically doing with education. So I think, you know, as an educator myself, I think you're spot on right over there. Abolishing the Federal Department of Education, I mean, that is a humongously useful first step. And now that is something that you would be willing to sponsor legislation to do.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm not going to just talk. I want to do I want to walk the walk. I want to sponsor. I want to lead coalitions, reach across the aisle, whatever caucus it is, the further the ideas of libertarianism.
And absolutely.
To save the taxpayers lots of money and expand freedom as much as possible.
What are some of the other areas? I mean, let's talk about some other areas. I mean, I think that sure. Education, obviously, as an educator, to me, that's my favorite topic. And to hear that you're out there, that you're really going to sponsor legislation, that you're working to sponsor legislation, build coalitions to shut it down is so powerful. What are some of the other areas where we could reduce or dismantle or repeal government agencies and laws?
Sure. Department of Agriculture. How many people talk about it? But it is it's a huge department, and it costs us a lot of money, you know, not just with how much that department spends per year, but then also with the subsidies raising costs for our food. And food, of course, is everybody has to eat, so raises your cost of living. But if you just look at the price point or the budget, we would save about $30 billion per year if we cut out the agriculture subsidies. And then if you even cut out the food subsidies, it'd be another $100 billion per year, which would be a savings of about $1,000 per U.S. household alone. But if you abolish the whole entire department, it would even save more, about nearly $1,300 per year in tax per household.
And, you know, at the same time, there would probably be some huge environmental benefits. I mean, the sort of cropping and monocropping, that's not really, you know, we all know that that's not good for land, that's not good for the environment.
Probably you definitely would have environmental benefits, and then also your cost of living, because the food wouldn't be subsidized, and they wouldn't be paying artificially high prices.
Absolutely. The other thing, the other nice thing about when we talk about Department of Agriculture is we're actually giving people a free market of food, which would actually lead to more, like, you know, lead to healthier food. I mean, it means we wouldn't have, you know, the perverse incentives that kind of force high fructose corn syrup into all of, you know, so much food right now. We'd actually be in a situation we'd be paying less for healthier food. I mean, what could be better than that, right?
Right. Well, you even see now organic and beyond organic and all these other gluten-free, you're getting so many choices in the market, in the marketplace, even with all these subsidies. Now, just imagine if you got rid of these subsidies, these regulations, you would even lower the prices even more than they have with this barrier that's already been created.
And we have, you know, so many private organizations like, you know, the Non-GMO Project, which, you know, sort of does what the Department of Agriculture says it's going to do, but just does it so much better and in such a much more reliable way that that I think, you know, definitely getting that information out there and making sure that, you know, we're not subsidizing this thing that's actually hurting us, that we're not paying taxes to have something that gets in the way of our food supply is I mean, that's an extremely important and beneficial idea right over there. Let's actually continue talking about some more of these departments right after the break. Right now, we are talking with Will Hammer. He's the candidate for U.S. Congress in Virginia's 6th District. There's so many candidates like Will who are doing so much good work, who are really fighting the good fight, who are working to dismantle and downsize these departments that are getting in the way. And that means we get people like that in there, we're going to have better education, we're going to have better privacy, we're going to have more safety, we're going to have better food quality. But they can't do it alone. They need your help. And that means you need to go to lp.org/states. Get involved with your state party. Get in contact your state chair and see how you can help get involved in some of these campaigns. Right now, you're listening to Libertarians Working for You. I'm your host, Arvind Vora. We'll be right back.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
It's time to take a new look at some of life's changing moments. It's time to listen to an expert who has been there and can provide insight through experience, studies, and enlightening guests. Tune in to Illuminating Now, Lindsay's Life Secrets. Host Lindsay Levinson takes a look at relationships, parenting, health and wellness, divorce, depression, sexuality, philanthropy, and mental health. You'll look at everything you know in a different way. Illuminating Now, Lindsay's Life Secrets, airs Wednesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
This is Libertarians Working for You. If you wish to connect with our show, please call 1-866-472-5788. That number again is 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to comments@lp.org. Here again is Arvind Vora.
Welcome back to Libertarians Working for You. We're currently talking with Will Hammer. He's a candidate for U.S. Congress in Virginia's 6th District. You can learn more about him at wmhammer.com. Will, let's talk about some more departments that we can just repeal, downsize, cut, eliminate. What's the next step after the Department of Education?
We got the Department of Education, Department of Agriculture, also Department of Energy. You know, you see energy subsidies raise energy costs, which raises the cost of living, also distorts the market and sends wrong signals to the market. You know, because then you start subsidizing these solar companies that go bankrupt because the market's not ready for it. Solar power is great, but you have to allow the market to facilitate that and be ready for that. If you abolish the apartment, then you actually save over $200 per U.S. household in taxes per year.
What's interesting about that is, you know, a lot of that savings, you know, a family could actually take that savings and actually install their own solar panels. So, I mean, it's just so with that money. Yeah, I mean, it is so amazing just how counterproductive. Now, is that something you would be willing to actually sponsor legislation to make that happen?
Yeah, all of these apartments that I've talked about, either cutting or abolishing, I would definitely sponsor, co-sponsor, join coalitions to try to further, you know, the cause of getting rid of them, cutting them.
Absolutely. I think that's really, really key. I mean, that's such a key difference over here. I mean, people will talk about, you know, all day, you know, the Department of Energy is not really working, blah, blah, blah. But they don't sponsor the legislation because, you know, I think a big part of it, they don't necessarily want, you know, Republicans might not want to show which Republicans aren't really on board with cutting the Department of Energy. They don't want that truth to get out there. But someone like you is really working to sponsor and co-sponsor those types of legislation. It'll let the voters know exactly what their representatives are or are not doing. All right, what some other departments that we can get rid of?
Department of Labor. We can just allow the states to provide unemployment insurance at the levels that are needed by their citizens. And you allow and you eliminate the federal employment and training programs, which would save over $75 billion per year. Abolition of that department would be a savings of over $600 per U.S. household.
And again, that's something that you would sponsor legislation to abolish.
Yes.
The really nice thing about that is right now the Department of Labor is just getting in the way of economic growth, largely because of the unemployment insurance. I mean, it's taking away like the obvious incentive to be working, be producing. Exactly. I mean, I think the fact that, you know, if we could just get rid of that, you know, we have such an influx of, you know, of workers and jobs and so much economic growth that right now is being essentially just blockaded by the Department of Labor. Are there other areas that we can think about cutting?
Yeah, I mean, there's the Department of Housing and Urban Development. You know, that's the department that's responsible for those big concrete high rises, decrepit apartment complexes, known as projects. And abolition of that would save U.S. households over $300. I mean, you know, with the price controls, it distorts the market. There's a lot of cronyism in it. It's been a complete failure. I mean, as all these departments have been, but it's been a very big failure where, of course, the intention's good, but, you know how that works out. It doesn't always get the end result.
Exactly. I mean, you know, it's like Milton Friedman said, judging a program by its intentions rather than its results is just straight ridiculous, or whatever, however he more poetically phrased that. And I think that right over there is a huge, I mean, you know, living in D.C. over here, we see the direct negative impact of the, you know, actions of housing and urban development. I mean, it hurts everybody. It hurts the middle class. It hurts the poor. I mean, it's just this thing that really only benefits the crony capitalist organizations that are really kind of hooked up to these departments, and really is just hurting everybody else. What are some other departments that we could think about cutting?
Sure. Well, Department of Transportation. There's really no need for a federal highway administration. Each state can take care of their own highways, their own interstates. You know, that would be abolition of that department would be savings of nearly $700. Of course, then you'd be able to eliminate the gas tax, which funds the highways as well. And that would be a savings, it's like 18.5 cents per gallon or something like that, federal level. Mm-hmm. And so that would be a savings of $150 per household and the average gas consumption per year.
And right over there, again, I mean, there's so many benefits we're seeing right away from getting rid of these departments. One of the interesting things about getting rid of the Department of Education is that actually would allow a lot of a lot of states to control the drinking age within their states. And, you know, right now it's like that. There's that thing that the Federal Department of Education does that says if you want to get this money back that we stole from you, you need to set the drinking age at 21. And so, without that, you know, the states could really set whatever drinking age they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what the people wanted. What are some other areas that we can think about getting rid of or downsizing or abolishing?
Sure. I could keep on going, but Department of Commerce, business subsidies, they raise costs to support the market. Abolishing the department would save over $8 billion or about $50 savings per U.S. household. Business subsidies, it creates barriers, it raises costs, it distorts the market. It's just not good. It doesn't allow for free market.
And it's really kind of hampering a lot of innovation because it is so, right. Biased against innovators. I mean, it's just, as a small business owner myself, when I see all this kind of stuff going on, it just really makes me annoyed. I mean, just like, why are you helping, these sort of ossified lobbyist-controlled companies instead of really just allowing the free market and great innovators to do great innovations? What are some other areas that we can downsize?
We could keep on. I mean, of course, I would really love to see across the board cutting. You could even cut back to 2008 spending levels, which isn't that long ago, and it's still very bloated back then. And you would be able to balance the budget. The total budget of 2008 was just a shade below $3 trillion, and the U.S. government's expected to take in just over $3 trillion this year in revenue. So just cutting across the board, you can't forget the big three, Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, and military spending. These departments would be great to get rid of all the regulations, the cost and everything, but across the board cuts are definitely needed as well because you're still leaving most of the pie out of the equation.
Now, with something like military spending, I mean, that's something that a lot of people are kind of nervous about. Would you be willing to actually reduce some of the military spending that we're doing right now?
Oh, absolutely. I think that a lot of it, I mean, you look at just a lot of these purchases that they try to make of really expensive equipment that's not needed. And plus, I just don't like the idea I'm a peace type of person. I don't believe in interventionism. With the military-industrial complex and the spending, you have a need to, be intervening because you want to be able to spend that money. So, if we cut the spending, then it'll create benefits all around.
I mean, that's huge right over there. I mean, the thing that so many people are starting to kind of wake up to, and when we're seeing that with the opposition to more intervention, is that it's not helping us. It's not helping the countries. I mean, we're just getting involved in creating problems.
Right. And we create more terrorists than we kill. We create blowback, which people down the road are going to have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. And, getting those cuts, getting some of those cuts in. And it's not just like we're necessarily telling the military, hey, we need you to do a lot more with less. A lot of it's like saying we just need you to do less. We need you to maybe not, make so many enemies. Maybe, just recognize that the job of the military is to defend us, not to be the world police of everybody from everybody and being everywhere all the time.
That's correct. I mean, we have, I forget the number, but we have military bases all around the world. We have locations and it's just, we don't need to be in everybody's affairs. Mm-hmm. We create more enemies than we assist.
Absolutely. Before we run out of time, let's at least just give a quick mention of, would you also be extending some of those same cuts to things like, Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security?
Oh, absolutely. I would everything. I'd love to be able to, reform it so that the costs go down. There's different means to do that, like means testing, raising the age of retirement. But with the cost that I talked about earlier, the departments that I'd love to abolish, you would be able to, it'd be a savings of over $3,600 per U.S. household. And if you would use, put that money in every year in a Roth IRA, assuming a 7% return, you would be able to save nearly $1.3 million from when you're 18 to 65. And so that would be able to give you a fixed income annuity of approximately about $6,000 per month compared to the average $2,600 per month income via Social Security. So there you go. There's another way to resolve Social Security, be able to have people opt out of a broken system.
And that, I think, is really, really powerful. We've been talking with Will Hammer, candidate for U.S. Congress in Virginia's 6th District, and you've heard him say exactly how he can improve your life by getting rid of some of these departments. Will, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
With people like Will running, we can really eliminate a lot of federal departments, state departments, and help improve your life. But they can't do it alone. Go to lp.org/states to see how you can get involved in campaigns, or facebook.com/libertarians to see how you can help with social media outreach. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm your host, Arvind Vora, signing off until next week on Libertarians Working for You.
Thank you for tuning in to Libertarians Working for You. Please join Arvind Vora again next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. We hope you have a great week.